Shuttle and station are currently 216 miles above Guatemala, heading toward Cuba and the very tip of Florida over Miami in the next few minutes. And the spacewalkers are 2 hours and 12 minutes into their 6.5 hour spacewalk.
So here we go. Yep, I'm right off to your left now. I see you. Try to go down. Now, how far am I going? Let's see.
Good enough to be here. It's not for your Big 12, Daddy says.
Okay, here's bay.
Here's bay. I'm in front of bay 8. Must be in front of 10.
I'm hoping
that's how it works.
Bay 10, yep.
Okay, and I also have Quay that you may do a poor man's fair lead at the UHF antenna launch mount.
Yep. I'm at the antenna right now.
Yeah, and I can't tell, but it looks like the launch mount might be off to your left.
Yeah, there's two of them, so I can use either one.
Okay. So I'm looking for a handrail down here. I think I see it.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. Unfortunately, it just gets cut off from my view.
Hey, Clay, can you twist your feet to your right so I can slide in underneath you?
Yeah, it's good, too.
Watch that bag I got behind me. Okay, I see the handrail, Daddy. And I'm heading nader.
Anderson and Mestraki will be installing two more of these stowage beams on the starboard side of the station's truss during their third spacewalk on Tuesday.
I think I'm over the correct location. So, Daddy.
View here from Mission Specialist Rick Mistracchio's helmet camera. You can also see Anderson on the left-hand side of the screen in his view.
Yes. Station forward with a tether point.
Okay, I'm going to work on a socket swap, Daddy.
Yeah.
And that's a good call. And just give a good push on both of those bolts.
Yeah, let me get some, see if I can get this ret to lock. So it doesn't pull it away. Guess not. Looks like about 14 turns on that one.
Okay, that's good. Those are both as expected. Now just check that there are no white lines visible on the bolt.
I see no white lines. The bolts are a little shaky still, though. I guess that's nominal.
Anybody in the cupola?
I'm taking your picture from the commander station.
Somebody ought to go to window 2.
All right, Clay.
View here of the space station robotic arm.
I'm going to send you back
the bag down. Okay, there we go.
Go ahead, I got it.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to let this one go.
Stand by. I don't want you to use it. So.
Got it. Okay. Hey, Daddy, check with Houston. The beam, I definitely got good turns, good torque on both bolts. No white lines. But there is just a little bit of play in the bolts and a little bit of play in the beam. Just very, very little.
Houston, do you copy?
We copy, and we're good with it.
Okay. Dick, are you comfortable with us getting the arm configured to start motion?
Yes, I'll be with you in like 10 seconds.
We're doing it.
Put this one thing off. All right, let me see if I can find you now.
Okay, let me grab onto the ATFR, and I think I could roll up and see you, Jim. Okay, now I got a good view of you, Jim.
Hey, we've got clearance here for a little bit, but
yeah,
I'll let you know when we start to lose it.
Okay, so you're basically going to come nader?
6 meters nader.
6 meters nader, okay.
Is that gonna be in the way of Clay when he translates by is my only concern.
Well, that's a good question. We could start down, and if it starts to look like a concern, we can stop, or we can just hold here. Your choice.
Start Nader, and we'll see.
Sounds good.
Close view here of the shoulder joint of the station's 57-foot-long robotic arm. Currently has a 1,700-pound ammonia tank assembly on the end of it. Moving that towards the spacewalkers on the S1 segment of the truss for installation.
And Discovery for EVA, we think hard impulsive force on top of the clevis bracket might help.
Bolts that are used to hold the ammonia tank assembly down to the S1 truss segment, and two of those are in place. However, two left to be driven, and the spacewalkers are having a little trouble with those.
Let me, I see it. You want it back again? I'm not sure yet, okay?
View here from Clay Anderson's helmet camera as he and Mastracchio float about 216 miles above the coast of France.
Yeah, and maybe you push down while I try to push the pins in.
If I can be like go above you?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm right behind you.
Yeah, can you go up there?
Up where?
Maybe come up here and grab that handrail there.
Okay.
If you could put down while I try to push the pin.
Yeah, I'm still doing this fairly down here.
This is gonna take a couple of people.
Yeah.
As a reminder, the number 18 at the lower right-hand portion of your screen means that that is Rick Mastracchio's helmet cam. If you see a 16, that is Clay Anderson's.
is it okay to put it on the front sight?
Well, we got to move it, so let's put it where they want it, and if I need it, which I probably won't, we'll go get it tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Just a few minutes ago, you heard Capcom over in the International Space Station room, Stan Love, inform the crew that the ground team here has decided to go ahead and relocate that adjustable portable foot restraint to the crew equipment translation aid cart as per the normal plan. So they should take care of that here in just a few seconds. They've also confirmed that they've gotten one of the electrical connections made to the brand new ATA, and there's a second one coming up. The part that they will defer is the actual mating of the quick disconnect fluid lines. That will be deferred to another time.
J2, Daddy. Taking the cap off.
Thank you.
Cap is clean. Let's see what we got.
This is Mission Control Houston. We are now 5 hours and 43 minutes into today's spacewalk by Rick Mastracchio and Clay Anderson.
Get comfortable and I'll read you everything I got. I think I've got everything.
Both Mastracchio and Anderson were running about 40 minutes ahead of schedule before they ran into this troublesome bolt on this new ammonia tank assembly.
Up station aft, about a meter to go.
Okay, concur. Good motion, continue. Would it be a trouble to give us some nadir, Jim? Maybe a half, less than half a meter nadir?
No problem, you can do that.
Thank you. Continue aft.
Continue in the aft motion, and we're going to ramp in some nadir.
Thank you. I see it. Good motion. Continue.
This is Mission Control Houston, 6 hours and 34 minutes into today's spacewalk. If you look carefully, you can see the station's robotic arm with the old ammonia tank attached to it, slowly being moved away from the two spacewalkers.
A little bit more. Plenty of clearance, good clearance.
Good clearance?
Good clearance, perfect.
As we mentioned, that old ammonia tank, even though some of its ammonia has been used up in the station's cooling system, that tank still weighs quite a bit. It's 1,295 pounds. Its ultimate destination will be Discovery's payload bay, where it will be attached to the same cargo carrier and brought back home that the new ammonia tank came up to the station on.
Sounds good. That's nice. Good job. Continue. A little bit more. Continue. Continue another 10 centimeters at least.
Copy.
Continue. Breathe. there.
In motion.
Okay, so let's let them lock it up, Clay.
Discovery for EDA.
Go ahead, Sam.
We just want to make sure that when Clay and Rick install the ATB, that the rat doesn't get trapped underneath it.
Yeah.
The config may have changed during the 180 that they did.
Yep, it's above it. We got it.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, we're in standby mode. You're go for the install.
Okay, hold on. Here, pull that a little bit. You see them clear, don't you?
Yep.
Jim, Seth, you guys are clear to move the ammonia tank.
Copy that. We're getting in mode.
Thank you very much.
So the adjustable grapple bar has been attached to the ammonia tank assembly. This will allow it to be moved, and it will head toward the POA, which is in the same position that the new tank was temporarily stowed on right after the first spacewalk of the mission. This movement will be taken care of by the station's robotic arm. This is where the ammonia tank will remain until the third spacewalk of the mission, when Rick Mastracchio and Clay Anderson will begin the process of moving the old tank into Discovery's payload bay.
Actually, I think that's what we're supposed to do, Clay. Leave me the bag.
Yep, that was our original plan.
I knew it sounded familiar. Put it on the seat of the car, and I'll drag it aboard with me.
Okay.
Good motion, Jim. Good clearance. You're looking good.
Copy. Okay, guys, we got good clearance views. Thanks for the help with the clearance there, and
thank you.
We'll see you back in the airlock shortly. Great job.
Yeah.
Getting close to the end of today's spacewalk, the two crew members making their way back to the Quest airlock. This will take just a few minutes.
Somebody there?
At that point, they will begin the process of crawling back inside. They will close the thermal cover as well as the hatch. They will plug themselves back into the station power supply and communications. And once that Quest airlock begins to be repressurized, that will signal the end of today's spacewalk.
Okay, Clay, I see you with the APFR, and you're going to come back to the forward side to the starboard seat of cart and put it in that nadir starboard width, which is width number. Thank you.
good to go in and to close this up as a thermal cover.
Anything else?
Yeah, Houston concurs.
This is Mission Control Houston. STS-131 pilot Jim Dutton there at the hatchway in between the equipment lock of the Quest airlock and the crew lock. There's Tracy Caldwell Dyson, the Expedition 23 flight engineer. To recap the numbers one more time, today's spacewalk began at 12:30 a.m. Central Time. It ended at 7:56 a.m. Central. The total elapsed time for today's activity was 7 hours and 26 minutes. This was the 142nd spacewalk in support of the assembly and maintenance of the International Space Station. The total time now for all of those spacewalks is 887 hours and 9 minutes. 114 of those spacewalks have been out of International Space Station airlocks for a total time of 699 hours and 54 minutes. This was the 235th spacewalk by U.S. astronauts in history. It brings the total spacewalk time for STS-131 to 13 hours and 53 minutes. This was the fifth spacewalk for both Rick Mastracchio and Clay Anderson. The total time for Rick Mastracchio now is 32 hours and 6 minutes. The total time for Clay Anderson is 32 hours and 4 minutes. So once again, to recap, the 142nd spacewalk today conducted in support of International Space Station assembly and maintenance. The total time is 887 hours and 9 minutes. This was the 114th spacewalk out of ISS airlocks. The total time, 699 hours and 54 minutes. The total time now for STS-131 is 13 hours and 53 minutes. Today was the fifth spacewalk for both Mastracchio and Anderson. Mastracchio's time is now 32 hours and 6 minutes. Clay Anderson comes in at 32 hours and 4 minutes.